Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, August 10. Coming up, no increase planned for JUTC fares, Court of Appeal renovation slated for completion next month, and Youth Summer Employment Programme launched. The news in detail after the break.
It's summer and the kids are home while you are working. Are they spending? Remind them to switch off the lights, keep the fridge door closed, and turn off the TVs, fans, air conditioner, and any other appliance when they're not in use. You're in charge. When they conserve energy, you save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague says there are no plans at this time to increase fares for use of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC bus service. Minister Montague's statement comes in light of recent reports in the media of a pending fare increase due to recent rises in gas prices.
JUTC has not increased their fares because of the gas. That is a rumor, that is fake news, that is false, and that's malicious.
The transport minister was speaking to journalists following a recent JUTC tour of the corporate area. The Caribbean is aiming to become the world's first climate smart zone with the launch of the Climate Smart Accelerator Program at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus on Thursday. So far, some 26 countries and more than 40 private and public sector partners have joined the accelerator, which aims to transform the region's economy by fast-tracking investment opportunities that support climate solutions for resilience, social development, and broad-based growth for the Caribbean. Addressing the launch, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is excited by the project's potential to contribute to national and regional development.
Success is measured by how it improves people's lives. Does it make them safer with better jobs, improved social services, and increased economic growth to build a sustainable and successful future? The building blocks of a climate smart Caribbean are in place.
Core partners include the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, the World Bank, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. The newly renovated Court of Appeal building in downtown Kingston is on track for completion next month. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says a formal opening of the two top floors of the renovated building is scheduled for the second week in September. Two elevators, a panel for the courtrooms, and air conditioners are to be installed by the end of August. The completed building will house 14 chambers for judges, three new courtrooms, and a registry. It will also feature bulletproof windows.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that next month there will be enough space for the judges so that more judges can be appointed in the Court of Appeal, because the judges in the Court of Appeal, like the other judges in the Supreme Court and the parish courts, are overworked. And unless we have these additional judges, we will not be able to deliver most of these cases which are pending for months and years.
Mr. Chuck was speaking during a tour of the partially renovated facility on Thursday. And close to 4,000 youth from all parishes will participate in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development's Youth Summer Employment Programme, YSEP, this year. The initiative was launched by Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie on Thursday at Northern Caribbean University in Mandeville. Participants will aid in the collection of trade license fees and property taxes. The minister says a second component will be added to this year's programme to help with the disaster mitigation efforts of all municipalities.
We're going to be identifying another 50 of you who are computer savvy. You will be retained within the municipal corporations to help to input the data that will be collected based on the survey. So we will be retaining until the end of the calendar year 200 of our finest and brightest young people.
The program, which starts officially on Monday, August 13, will last for 6 weeks, having been extended for an additional 2 weeks over last year. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.